it's a win-win for everybody. And in normal cases, you have a situation where the landlord also wants to sell to the local authority because they want to keep the person in the house, but they need the money, they need to move on. The government is saying that they're bringing in a scheme. We're very concerned that they're talking about making more restrictions onto it, where they're talking about having less money in the pot or to buy houses. They're also limiting to certain categories of people. They're saying that single people will not be fall into it. Now, I have a number of cases where there's single people, in fact, two of them, where there's single people, both of whom have disabilities, and are in a house where they would be very suitable for the tenant in situ scheme. But if what we're hearing comes into play, they'll be ruled out. And I think it's very concerning because it is a scheme that has worked very well for many people. And, you know, we need to do everything we can to keep people in their home and to ensure that the level of homelessness doesn't continue to rise.
Why was it axed then if it is or was working so well?
We simply don't know. One of the things we were told was that at the time, I suppose around last October, around that November, that the pot of funding that was there for local authorities had gone down, that there wasn't enough money left for to continue buying houses, and therefore it was phased out and a new scheme we brought in. But as I say, it's concerning that they're talking about having even less money in the pot for the next scheme and to also put other restrictions onto it. So, you know, the Minister has said and admitted that it has worked very well. We had a debate in the Dáil last week, Sinn Féin have private members' motion in respect of this, and we debated it out with the Minister, and he conceded that it worked very well, that it was a good scheme, but that they had to have restrictions in place because it couldn't be a free-for-all. Now, I don't buy into that at all. It's not a free-for-all, you know. It's obviously the houses are going to be purchased and they're going to be there in public ownership for people to have them for as long as they need them. And in many cases, it's the only way that people can stay in their home. They'll continue to pay rent as they know to the landlord, except they'll be paying it to the local authority, and the state will be getting their money back. So it's a scheme that works exceptionally well, and we just can't understand why the Minister won't bring it in, at least on the same level as the previous scheme was. Personally, I think it should be enhanced and there should be more money in the kitty to do more of this.